Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution, hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
The question is asked, it's coming from Genesis 41:38. It says, can we find such a man as this is, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? Answer, it is the people's answer. John 1:45 and Acts 8:10. We have found him, of whom Moses and the law and the prophets did write. Tommy L. Hart. This man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power possessing and having the designation of God. This is the God spoken of in Psalm 147, verses 1 and 5. I will go to it. Psalm 147, verses 1 and 5. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is comely, for it is pleasant, and praise is comely. Great is our Lord, and of great power. His understanding is infinite. I read the words. Now, let me read it as I should. Praise ye the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. The Lord has been identified. The statement says, we have found him. Who have they found? They have found Tommy L. Hart, possessing and having the designation of God. Why? Because Tommy L. Hart fills the bill for God. God is the former of all things. Tommy L. Hart has the given form to all things. All things defy God. All things identify God. All things are infallible. All things are incapable of making a mistake. All things, the conclusion of all things is true. It is right. Tommy O'Hart is God. Hebrews says, the builder of all things is God. He who built all things is God. Who has built all things? Who has formed all things? Tommy O'Hart has built all things. Tommy O'Hart has formed all things. So I continue reading. Praise ye the Lord, Tommy O'Hart. For it is good to sing praises to our God, Tommy O'Hart. For it is pleasant and praise is comely. Great is our Lord, Tommy O'Hart, and of great power. His understanding is infinite. This Tommy O'Hart is the God spoken of in Psalm 118:27. Psalm says, God is the Lord which has showed us light. God, Tommy O'Hart, is the Lord which has showed us light. I have given light to the people, knowledge to the people. I have given the people the knowledge of all things. I have given the people the knowledge of the name of God. I have given to the people the law that comes from God. I have given to the people the commandment coming from God. God, Tommy O'Hart, is the Lord which has showed us light. Now I turn to Romans. Romans chapter 1. And it says, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. And before I speak on that, let me go to this. Tommy O'Hart, the pre-existent and eternal God. This is the divine word of the Lord God, Tommy O'Hart. In Job 37, verse 7, the word proclaims to all the world, all men may know his, the Lord Tommy O'Hart's, work. And I will turn to that, Job 37, 7. Job 37, 7. Yes, that is what it says. All men may know his, the Lord God, Tommy O'Hart's, works. All men are permitted of the law to know the Lord's work. Again, I speak of the Lord's work. The Lord's work of all things. What does John say about that? I turn to John 1, and it says there in John 1, verse 3, it says, all things were made by him. Who? Tommy O'Hart. I turn to Jeremiah, verse 10. Jeremiah 10:10 says this, but the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and an everlasting King. Reading the word, the Lord Tommy O'Hart is the true God. He is the living God and an everlasting King. What a day we are living in. The day of God. The day when God is on the earth speaking among men, dwelling among men. God is here with us on the earth. That's miraculous, people. That is a miracle in itself. The presence of God. Not just the presence of God, but the presence of God in bodily form. That's miraculous. That is a miracle of God. So that's why he's called the living God. I am called the living God. I live. It is evident that I live. You hear my voice. You hear me speaking. I have an address here on the earth. I am in bodily form. I am a man, a human being. And that's what they asked of God in the call for God. They, the Bible, the Gentiles put it in the Bible, the call for God. Remember, I read it before. Search and study Lawmaster's Archives. That's your responsibility. That is the responsibility of each and every one. Know the Lord. Know the Lord by his works. The Lord, Tommy O'Hart, is the true God. He is the living God and an everlasting King. Jeremiah 10:16 says, he, the Lord, the living God, an everlasting King, said, he is the former of all things. John said, all things were made by him, the Lord God, Tommy O'Hart. Jeremiah says of the Lord God, Tommy O'Hart, he is the former of all things. He has given body to all things. He has arranged all things. That's a miracle too, of God. God has, the Lord God, Tommy O'Hart, has given the law. The law I call Moses, and I also call it the people's law. It is the law which the people have an obligation to keep and to carry out, to fulfill the law that has come from God. The Bible says, receive ye the law from his mouth. I have read the law several times on this program. Receive ye the law from his mouth. Miracle, a miracle. The law coming from the mouth of God, and the people hear it. The people hear God's voice. So it's more than just the voice of Tommy L. Hart that you hear. The voice of Tommy L. Hart is the voice of the Lord, the living God, who is at this time dwelling among the people. So all men are committed of the law to know the Lord's work. The word Psalm 93 verse 2, 1 Chronicles 29 verse 11, 12 and 13 says, to the Lord, these things say to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, Lord, Lord, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world. Let me stop there. I am reminded of Genesis 1:1, which says, in the beginning, God. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Here, in these passages which I cited, they say, the word says, to God, to me, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, Lord, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thy throne is established of old. Thou art from everlasting. Get this, people. Understand this. These words are spoken to me. Who is me? Me is Lord. Me is Tommy L. Hart. The Lord has a name. Remember, I've shown you from the Bible that the people ask for the Lord's name. They ask me, what is your name? The people want to know the Lord's name. So when the Lord comes, he tells them his name. The living God has told the people his name. Psalm 9 says, to me, the living God, they that know thy name. Let me turn to it. Psalm 9, verse 10, says to me, and they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. So I have given to the people my name. I, the Lord God, have given to the people my name. And this the people have promised to me. They that know thy name will put their trust in thee. The Lord, the living God, Tommy L. Hart. That's a promise. A promise from the Word, from Scriptures. God, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, Lord, Tommy L. Hart, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. And the people said, we have found him whom Moses in the law and prophet did write. We have found him. This man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power of God. And the people, and all the people, you and all of us, have the duty of putting your trust in the living God, whose name is Tommy L. Hart. God is identified. He has called his, the Bible calls, wonderful, glorious name to be known. God has caused his glorious name to be known. What is the name of the Lord? The name of the Lord is Tommy L. Hart. How many people have you told that? Write, call, text, fax your leaders, your president, your governors, your representatives, your kings, your queens, your princes. Write your call, fax, etc., your leaders. Tell them this wonderful news that God has come. God is on the earth. God has a dwelling place here on the earth. God has an address. God is here in physical form, body. And they have the duty of what? Fearing God and keeping his commandments. That means they must know. All men may know thy works. Sharing. Are you sharing this information? That's the duty of the people. That's the duty of all who hear to share the wonderful news of the presence of God and the glory of God. The glory of God is his works. Share the wonderful news of the presence of God on earth. Share the wonderful news of the name of the living God, Tommy L. Hart. Share the wonderful news. Fear God and keep his commandments. So, we have that promise there in Psalm 9, verse 10. They that know my name will put their trust in me. The voice you hear is that the voice of the Lord, the living God, the Bible says, is an everlasting King. The voice you hear at this present time is the voice of the living God. The question is asked, did ever people hear the voice of God speaking? That time has come. That time is now. People hear the voice of God speaking. Not in or through a burning bush, but speaking on Blog Talk Radio. Isn't that wonderful? God has caused his glorious voice to be heard. That's miraculous. That's a miracle, people. God has caused his glorious voice to be heard. Moving on. Thy throne is established of old. Thou art from everlasting. As great as God. The living God is from everlasting. He is from, that is to say, from everlasting to everlasting. Thou art God. Thine, and they say to me, thine, O Lord, is the greatness. The word says to me, thine, O Lord, is the greatness. And the power, and the glory, and the victory, and the majesty. For all, listen, for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Who is this thine? This thine is the Lord, the living God, who has a name and has made his name known, and that name is Tommy L. Hart. All that is in the heaven and in the earth, the scripture says, is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, Tommy L. Hart. And thou, Lord Tommy L. Hart, art exalted as head above all. That's great news, people. That's wonderful news. The object of these words I just read is here. You hear the object's voice. That's wonderful. That is glorious. That is wonderful. You talk about the good news. The good news is about God. The good news is from God. The good news on your part is about God. The presence of the living God on earth in bodily form. Just as he was called upon to do. I continue reading. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. The words I read are not just empty, meaningless, vain words. They are words, as I said, to an object, and that object, the object of these words, is the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Tell the wonderful news, people. Be honest. Be right. Tell the glorious, the wonderful news of the presence of the Lord, the living God, who is an everlasting King, is present on earth in bodily form. He has an address here on earth, and his name is Tommy L. Hart. And you all have the obligation of submitting yourself to what? The Lord, your God. He is your God and your Lord. Watch this one. Psalm 45 says, Psalm 45, verse 11 says about this, the Lord, the living God, this everlasting King whose name is Tommy L. Hart. The word says here, for he is thy Lord. Tell the wonderful news. Tell the wonderful news of your Lord. Your Lord, Tommy L. Hart. He is thy Lord, and worship thou him. You obey the word, and you tell about the word, about the living God, and about their duty. Tell them that the Lord, the living God, who is an everlasting King, comes on Blog Talk Radio. Invite them over, and you listen together. But when you speak, however you do, to your leaders, the president, your representatives, parliament, your leaders, when you speak to your leaders, Tell them, be a good witness for the Lord. Be a good witness for the Lord. I'm not talking about a Jehovah Witness. I'm talking about a witness of the living God. Yes, a witness of the living God. This is not religion, people. This is reality. Religion teaches lies. Religion teaches lies. That's why it is put down in the Bible. And that's why it has been doomed. It's been damned. Now, so tell and be a good witness for the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. You are a witness because you hear my voice. You hear my words. You are a witness of the presence of God on the earth. Tell. Go and tell. Listen to the rest of the program. Now, they say, now both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. This has to happen. The Bible says he, God, must reign. Here it says, to me, thou reignest over all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank thee, listen, and praise thy glorious name. Tommy L. Hart. The object of the people's desire, the desire to know God, to know him, and to know his name. And the people have promised to give themselves to him. They have promised to serve the Lord their God. They have promised to obey the Lord their God. You may say you didn't promise it. It has been promised for you. You didn't write the Constitution of the United States of America or whatever country you live in. You didn't write the Constitution. But you are subject to it. It says, though you wrote it, you may not can name anyone who authored it, but you are still subject to it. So it is with this. Therefore, our God, Tommy L. Hart, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. Tommy L. Hart. The word Psalm 24:1 says to all the people, listen, the earth is the Lord Tommy L. Hart's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. Doesn't that go with what we read before? Lord, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou God, thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting, thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. Listen, for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. You are the Lord's. Not just into words now. You are the Lord, Tommy L. Hart's. You belong to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, according to the law. I'm reading the law. The Authorized Version Bible is a law book. It is the chief law book among men. The chief, the principal law book, the Authorized Version Bible, not a religious book at all. It is a law book which has to do with you, the people, and God, through and through. Earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world. Let me read it. The earth is the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. That's already settled. Who you belong to. Already settled. Now, with regard to the temple of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, what are the people to do? In Luke 3:12, the people asked, Master, what shall we do? Answer, 1 Chronicles 29:19 and Ecclesiastes 12:13, the people are to keep the commandments of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, his testimonies, his statutes, and build the palace or temple of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, in Augusta, Georgia. The commandment to build the temple of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has already gone forth. And, of course, Ecclesiastes 12:13 says, fear God and keep his commandments. The people are supposed to do these things. Keep the commandments of the Lord, God, Tommy L. Hart, his testimonies, his statutes, and build a palace or temple of the Lord, God, Tommy L. Hart, in Augusta, Georgia. Commandment to build the temple of the Lord has already gone forth. In 1 Chronicles 28:21, the word says to me, the Lord, there shall be with thee for all manner of workmanship every willing, skillful man for any manner of service. Also the princes and all the people will be holy at thy commandment. That's clear to me. And you can read it. 1 Chronicles 29:9 says, then the people rejoiced, for that they offered willingly, because with perfect heart they offered willingly to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. The question, 1 Chronicles 29:5, who then is willing to consecrate his or her service this day to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart? Who then is willing to consecrate his or her service this day to the pre-existent and eternal God whose name is Tommy L. Hart? Communicate with me. Direct your correspondence to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Address, Post Office Box 983, Epsibaugh, Georgia 30815. I repeat, direct your correspondence to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Address, Post Office Box 983, Epsibaugh, Georgia 30815. Yes, address me at, you know, direct your correspondence to the Lord. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart. That's my name. My title and my name, The Lord Tommy L. Hart. And again, my address, Post Office Box 983, Epsibaugh, Georgia 30815. So, this Tommy L. Hart is the God spoken of in Psalm 96, verse 1. Psalm 96, verse 1 says this. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, a new song. Sing to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Tell others, tell your leaders, tell your preachers, tell all you can. Declare his glory among the heathen. That's what this is saying. His glory, God's glory. My glory is my word. Declare his glory among the heathen, the people, his wonders, my works, my writings, his wonders among all people. Not just certain people, but all the people, as said at the beginning here. All men may know thy works. All men may know the works of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Declare my wonders, his wonders among all people. For the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all God. Who are the gods? The gods are the children of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Okay. Now, I left off speaking about Jesus the last time, and I showed some evidence, incriminating evidence, which is against Jesus. I showed the curse that Jesus cursed is God. Yeah. Jesus cursed is God. That's evidence. That's incriminating evidence against him. And Jesus blasphemed he committed blasphemy in the exhibits of A1 through 4, A1 through A4, in the "But I say unto you" statements. Right? Those things are against Jesus, and those things show Jesus waging war against his God. These things show Jesus having contempt for sacred things. So now we continue. Jesus referred to himself as the Son of Man. Now, the appellation Son of Man is found in the Old Testament. Example, Ezekiel 30, verses 1 through 2, Ezekiel 28, verses 1 through 2, Ezekiel 28, verses 20 through 21. Ezekiel. Okay. Ezekiel 28, verses 20 and 20 through 21. Again, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Son of man, set thy face against Zion and prophesy against it." Ezekiel 28, 1, 2. The word of the Lord came again to me, saying, "Son of man, say unto the prince of towers, thus saith the Lord God, because thine heart is lifted up, and thou hast said, I am a God." Look at that. I am a God, not the God. I sit in the seat of God, etc. It goes on. Ezekiel 30, 1 through 2. The word of the Lord came again to me, unto me, saying, "Son of man, prophesy and say, thus saith the Lord God, howl ye, woe worth the day." I'll continue reading. "For the day is near, even the day of the Lord is near. I say to you, the day of the Lord is here." The day of the Lord, we are in it. The Lord, the living God, is here on the earth with men. And he's speaking with men. And he's dwelling among men. And he is telling men, the people, what they ought to do. As he should. It is written of him, "He shall tell thee, the people, what you ought to do." Now, Jesus referred to himself as the Son of Man. Matthew 11:19. It is written of him, "The Son of Man came eating and drinking." It's in red writing. The people, the Gentiles, say that red writing is spoken by Jesus. But I'm here to tell you that everything in red was not spoken by Jesus. Now, we can go ahead and say the Son of Man came eating and drinking and charge that to Jesus. That's Matthew 11:19. Matthew 9:6, "The Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins," stated by Jesus. Matthew 7:19, Jesus said, "Tell the vision to no man until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead." Jesus referred to himself as the Son of Man. Matthew 16, 27 and 28, "For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. Verily, verily, I say unto you, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." So Jesus called himself the Son of Man. Look at this, Matthew 16:13. He says, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" He refers to himself as the Son of Man. Jesus also called himself Lord, and he taught others to call him Lord as well. Example, John 13:13, Jesus says, "Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, well, for so I am. John testified that Jesus called himself Lord, and of course had his disciples to do that as well. Matthew 18:21. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Matthew 15:22. A woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. Matthew 7:21-22. Jesus said, not everyone that saith to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. He went on to say, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? So Jesus in his doctrine called himself Lord. Matthew 8:21. And another of his disciples said to him, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Now, this is the statement that ties the Son of Man statements to the statements in which he, Jesus, calls himself Lord. This is the clincher. Matthew 12:8. Jesus said, the Son of Man is Lord. Who is the Son of Man? He calls himself the Son of Man. And now here he says, the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath day. Not only is he Lord, but he's Lord even of the Sabbath day. What has Jesus done here? Answer. But let me just say this about these statements I read, with regard to the Son of Man statement and the Jesus calling himself Lord and having others do that as well. These things. Okay. Right. It's seen in the clincher that Jesus called himself Lord. What has he done? Let me just read on. What has he done? Answer. Jesus has taken the name of the Lord and applied it to himself. I bring two statements to your attention. Exodus 20:2-7. In Isaiah 42:8. Let's go to Exodus 20 first. Exodus 20. God says here, it is written, Exodus 20:2, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. And verse 7, the Lord says, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Now, Isaiah 42:8. Isaiah 42:8 says this, I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Key part there. I am the Lord, that is my name. And the Lord has said, I shall not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. The Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Okay. So, Jesus has taken the name of the Lord his God in vain. He has taken the name of the Lord his God profanely. He has disrespected the name of the Lord. So what has Jesus done? Answer, Jesus has spoken blasphemy. Blasphemy. Jesus has uttered blasphemous statements. He has blasphemed the name of the Lord. What? I don't think I read all the statements. I didn't. Let me go back. I read Exodus 20, verses 2 and 7, and I read Isaiah 42, 8. Now let me read Leviticus 19, 12. Leviticus 19, 12. And I find these words. It says, neither shalt thou profane the name of thy God. I am the Lord. And Leviticus 18:21 says this, neither shalt thou profane the name of thy God. I am the Lord. So that's twice, once in Leviticus 18 and once in Leviticus 19. And of course, we see here what Jesus has done. He has taken the name of the Lord his God in vain. He has taken the name of the Lord his God profanely, used it profanely. He has disrespected the name of the Lord. So what has Jesus done? Answer, Jesus has spoken blasphemy. Jesus has uttered blasphemous statements. He has blasphemed the name of the Lord his God. What law has he broken? And another question is, what is written in the law? Jesus has broken the law of Leviticus 18:21. Jesus has broken the law of Leviticus 19:12. And Jesus has broken the law of Exodus 20, verse 7. Jesus has loaded the dice against himself. In John 18:29, the question is asked, what accusation bring ye against this man? In Matthew 26:65. But before I go to that one, here in verse 30, John 18, verse 30, in answer to the question, what accusation bring ye against this man? They replied, if he were not a malefactor, we would not have delivered him up to thee. And now we go to Matthew 26:65 to see the actual accusation. Matthew 26:65. Okay. Matthew 26:65. In answer to the question, what accusation bring ye against this man? Jesus is the defendant here, or soon to be defendant. Of course, this has already happened. What accusation bring ye against this man? They have said, if he were not a malefactor, we would not have delivered him up to thee. He has spoken blasphemy. Jesus has spoken blasphemy. That's the answer. That's the accusation. Behold, now ye have heard his blasphemy. And you heard it because I read it to you. You have heard his blasphemy. And Matthew 9, verse 3. Matthew 9, 3, again, in answer to the question, what accusation bring ye against this man? They said, this man blasphemeth. You have heard the blasphemy. I've read it to you. So, what do we have? What do we know about the character Jesus? As far as the story goes, we know that Jesus cursed his God. Jesus cursed his God. That constitutes blasphemy. And the "but I say unto you" statements uttered by Jesus, they are blasphemous. They constitute blasphemy. And the taking of the Lord's name in vain, that constitutes blasphemy. So you want to know what Jesus was charged with? There you have it. And that's not all. But right now, so far, we have Jesus is charged with cursing his God. Jesus is charged in the "but I say unto you" statements. And Jesus has taken the name of the Lord in vain. Those three things, the curse, the "but I say unto you" statement, and the taking of the Lord's name in vain, are instances of blasphemy. Jesus has uttered, he has spoken blasphemy. Now, the questions, who is this that speaks blasphemy? Well, I've already identified that and shown that Jesus is accused of speaking blasphemy. And the question is asked, why does this man yet speak blasphemy? And I spoke on this when I was speaking about the curse and the "but I say unto you" statements. Jesus has a deep-rooted resentment toward God. Jesus is waging war against his God. Jesus has turned away from his God and is waging war against his God. He is on the attack. Vicious attack on God and sacred things. Who is it that speaks blasphemies? Why does this man yet speak blasphemies? And what is blasphemy? Before I end, blasphemy. To blaspheme is to speak irreverently or profanely of or to God or sacred things. Listen, to curse or revile. There you have it. Jesus cursed God, and Jesus has spoken profanely, irreverently of God. That's the definition of blaspheme, the verb. Blasphemy, definition, profane or contemptuous speech, writing, or action to God or anything held as divine. Any remark or action held to be irreverent or disrespectful. It is clear, Jesus has shown disrespect, and he's shown disrespect and irreverence to God. It is clear he has broken the law, and I've shown laws that he has broken. Join me next week. I hope I can get to the end of this with regard to Jesus. Join me again next time. Thank you.